Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, the comedy pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And the question we are proposing to you, the audience, today is, would you trust the magic house in Encanto? Spoilers, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Well, then, no, the house knows.
There are two situations here for with the magic house.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Situation one is we live in the magic house.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Situation two is we live in the town where what the magic house is mm-hmm. in.
Okay, okay.
And the valley beyond.
So okay. I guess the place to start uh-huh. With the magic house.
The 50-50. I don't know which way he's going to go now.
Yeah, me too.
Is when the magic powers happened the first time.
That wasn't one of the options.
Because...
In a multiple choice, A or B, he chose number four.
Okay.
Is the house magic before that happens?
No.
What do you mean? The plot of a character.
She gets a magic house.
The family... are escaping from a war.
And then the magic
powers. A fella dies.
Yeah,
the fella's wife, she's so sad that a candle gets magic powers. And then the candle make her die.
Yeah.
You know what? When I said when she uses her magic for the first time, I meant when the candle gets magic.
Okay.
Because in my head,
but there's no house where the candle gets magic.
Yeah.
No. But there's the field where the candle gets magic, which then becomes the house.
Yeah.
And then,
does the
candle make the magic... Like the house magic?
Or is the family magic and then the house is magic?
No, the
family
candle maker the house magic.
Because because the candle going to go out. And then they're like, oh, the family fucked the house cracking.
The candle is the house.
We can't talk about Bruno.
Because like Maribel,
what a candle's
have a special...
not the house.
I know
the candle's the candle.
Who's the house?
The house is magic from the candle. The same way the family's magic from the candle.
But doesn't Maribel have a special bond with the house? Is the house possessed by the dead, like, old man?
I don't think so.
The house is just a house. That would be subject. It's not just a house.
Because the house is magic.
The house gets rebuilt, and then at the end with
Here's
the fucking
thing about
door.
The house. The house isn't real. Like, you see, there house, wasn't a house
the
they
house
made
is
magic.
Real. No, I'm saying the candle,
yes.
Right? They get the candle.
The candle made the house.
This is it. She gets the candle.
Right.
The grandmother gets the candle. Then she goes, and then smash cut, the house is already built.
Yes.
Right. So she gets the candle when her husband gets shot, right?
Yeah.
So could,
rest in peace.
I'm just, you know, I'm positing.
Okay.
Could this the spirit of the grandfather be possessing the house, and that is what gives it magic? Because it's kind of looking after the family,
possibly.
But he maker the candle, the candle maker the house, the magic.
That's also true.
He's the candle.
Yeah.
And then the candle go out, then they have that family
lose
the magic.
But then the candle get rebuilt.
Does it get rebuilt or does it just get stronger again?
The house gets rebuilt. You can't rebuild the candle.
Well, you can.
I suppose you can. Yeah, but the house gets rebuilt.
Rebuilding a candle.
You don't say I'm building candles.
No, you can.
Yeah.
You're not making a house, you're building a house.
You kind of make a house.
You can make and build Lego.
You know, you make a home, Jackson.
You can make a house a home.
Yeah,
you can make a house a home. You can make a home a house. You have some fights or whatever, make it loveless.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Mirabelle, she talked to House.
Yes.
And that's what kind of, that's her, like her power.
Yeah.
Like her power is talk to House.
Can't everyone talk to the House?
No.
Fucked up power.
The House is just there, but.
But the House doesn't give her a door.
But the House is like.
She gets shit all.
Yeah, no, but.
The House doesn't want enough power.
But then the House is like, here's a little secret. Here's a little thing. Here's this kind
of
stuff.
That's not her power.
We're going to direct you to.
That's not her talent.
Wow.
I don't think she gets a talent.
She can talk to the House.
Everyone can
I
talk
don't
to
think,
the house.
Yeah. Actually,
she doesn't get a talent.
I'm with Jackson because the whole point of the movie. I mean, look. Before we go down the silly route here.
Who knew Encanto would make us fight like this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Encanto fucks itself because it has a message and then it undoes the message in the final scene.
It's
that's
true.
The loudest pour I've ever heard anyone do.
How am I meant to quiet it?
I don't know.
What am I meant to do?
Tilt
do
the mug slightly.
Do it before
what
we
do you want?
Started the
what
show.
Do you want from me?
Have you poured a drink in your fucking life?
What? How are you? What?
What? This is how it sounded.
Blame the can.
No, I blame the pourer. The can's always the can. When I bought my drink,
I don't know what
you,
I could have done.
You could have tilted the mug.
You could have tilted the mug. You could have gone from a slightly lower angle.
I don't know what I
could
have done to make you happy.
So, yeah.
This family's falling apart.
We've made this home a house. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She doesn't have powers.
Yeah.
This is the whole fucking point of the movie.
Yeah.
And sure, the movie fucks itself with the point of the movie in the end because it's like, hey, family was the real magic. Actually, no, magic was the real magic.
Yeah, yeah. And we built the house. That's so nice. We all came together.
Our family is special.
And then the house is magic.
No, actually, the magic is special.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Because I got a little. I know they're when they're saying we're here to help.
Yeah.
We're here to help out the house. Never. I said help out the village.
Mm.
And then it's just kind of like, cool. We got someone that can lift things real big. We got someone that's going
to
heal you with
delicious yummy food. He can talk to horses. Yeah, yeah.
Someone can talk the horses, and then we have two individuals that, like, this person can hear all your private conversations,
yeah,
and this guy over here can shapeshift into anyone.
Yeah.
We're helping.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how the one who can hear anything is helping anyone.
I don't know how the shapeshifter is helping anyone.
Well, he can become your dead loved one.
That's fucked
up. He's a boy.
No, just to help you mourn.
How would that isn't. That's the fucking plot of that Black Mirror episode.
No, like when Jim Carrey.
Again, or whatever it's called. What's an episode
Donald
called?
Gleason?
Yeah.
Like when Jim Carrey inhabited Andy Kaufman for the movie Andy and Me.
It was for Man on the Moon.
Anyway.
Andy and Me is a documentary about the creation of the film Man on the Moon.
Let him go.
Let him
finish.
Hold up, let him cook.
Hold up, let him cook. I want to see where this
what's,
is.
What's he cooking in there?
So when Jim Carrey, for Man on the Moon, where he inhabited
Andy Kaufman's body.
Andy Kaufman's alive family.
Yeah.
They came and visited him,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, stay in character. To help us mourn, so uh-huh. that we might, in a way, get a chance to say goodbye.
Okay, so is it...
So, Jackson, because one fucked up family says a fucked up thing to a fucked up man, you're implying that that's true for everyone ever.
Yeah. Like,
so,
if you got a dead dog, then if your dead dog comes back for 10 minutes, is that good?
But it's not even
or does
dead
that
dog.
Upset
no,
you more?
It's your neighbor's dog pretending to be your dead dog.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because Jim Carrey did a lot of research into Andy Kaufman, right?
Yes,
now,
did.
Camilla, who... How old is he? I don't know. Let's say 12.
I thought he was at least 15.
Okay, let's go 15 then.
Okay,
why not?
Yeah.
Your dead husband dead.
Yeah.
And then Camilo comes up and he's like, I reckon you what I look
it's
like.
It's me,
he
your
turns
dead
into
husband.
Your dead husband. No, like, doesn't do the personality, doesn't know anything about you, whatever that is.
How is that on? Well, it's on you for wanting that.
Well, but if he's doing it, he should have done his research. He didn't do his research, clearly.
Okay.
So it's kind of on him. He should have done his research to act like my dead husband properly.
Is he charging you for this service?
Yeah.
No, they just do it for the community, like all of the family.
He's 15.
And also, if someone I loved died,
yes,
and then someone came back pretending to be them,
yes,
I would feel like I'm being bullied and psychologically tortured.
Yeah, unless this is being done in a very controlled environment,
like a seance or something.
No.
Yeah, a famously controlled environment, a seance.
What?
Yeah, well, let's light a candle. Let's bring some people back from the dead.
Kind of, that's like what a seance is.
I met a controlled environment with a psychologist and a psychiatrist there who was like, we're going to do this thing because there are things that you left unsaid to your husband. So this is what we're going to do here. We're going to get Camilla, who's going to be your husband. Yeah. I understand that we could probably do the same thing with a photograph, but instead we have this boy over here. He's going to pretend to be your husband. And so that you can get things off your chest. You can kind of, you know, say the things that you wanted to say and mourn. Not a fucking seance.
But in a seance, it's kind of the same thing because you... They say we're talking to your dead grandpa or whatever, and you get to be like, "Where'd you hide the gold, old man?" or whatever.
You're lucky you're dead, old man. I'd kill you again.
So the same as I have some things
kill you for
upset.
Your gold, old man. You motherfucker didn't tell me where you buried it before you fucking cocked it.
I have some things left unsaid. I wanted to say to I love you. I wanted to say all these things that I had pent up. You know, you were a complicated individual, and you're like, "Where's the same as saying, where's my gold?"
Your will was shit.
I see nothing, and I know you had gold buried on the old farm.
Tell me where to do it. I'm going to dig up the whole farm,
I'll
old man.
Strangle this psychic. Can you tell me where it is?
Once again,
the psychic says, "Your grandpa's left.
Grandpa's gone. He's gone. Get him back. I'll kill you.
Once again,
where's the gold?"
In both of these scenarios, it's not actually your dead husband.
What about? I think they did this in Japan.
Okay. Oh, no.
Where you can... maybe John Safran did this. You remember him?
Yeah.
I think it was John Safran. Where he went to visit one of these Japanese... it's like a person comes in and pretends to be your mom. And John Safran and this lady just spoon. And he says everything he wanted to say to his mom to this Japanese lady. And she comforts him. And he heals some trauma that way.
Yes. That's something you could do, I guess.
That's kind of an evolution of psychology.
Yeah, well, Camilla
like seeing a therapist, and the therapist like, "Hey, just pretend like this chair's your mom."
Yeah, well, it's like an advanced version of that that Camilla's doing.
Camilla was a little boy.
Yeah, once again, little boy.
But when he gets older,
maybe. Yeah, so again, I got like a little pet theory, which is that the whole thing, the whole family is birthed out of war.
Oh yeah,
and so all the powers that are happening, they're just there for
a militia.
They're there to help a militia in a wartime environment, as opposed to like helping out a community.
Oh yeah,
kind of like how Churchill, great like you know PM during wartime,
gotta love him.
Terrible during peacetime.
Gotta hate him.
I think this family is fantastic during wartime, but I don't know as we kind of
see in the movie
during peacetime, it's where like everything kind of goes astray. Everyone's arguing, everyone hating everyone else, and all the pressure, the drip, 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 or whatever.
It never stops.
Damn, man. I gotta punch a donkey.
Yeah, dude. Those donkeys fucking cop it in this movie.
Yeah,
well,
awesome.
What are the powers? What are the talents everybody has?
Shapeshifting.
Shapeshifting.
I remember that one we just talked about.
Seeing a vision of the future.
Yeah, useful.
Visions.
Mood
controls the weather.
Yep. So controlling the weather, we've got, hearing.
Animals can talk to.
Seeing the future.
Zabit has a laptop in front of him, but I'm just going off the dome.
I know, which is like made things so much easier, but then you started rattling them off, and this is in a different order, so I'm like,
talking to animals. I saw that one on his laptop.
Growing
flowers. All right. Fuck.
And cactuses, she can grow.
Oh, now you want me to read it.
Well, you were doing it anyway. here's express permission. Oh, it's no longer fun. I don't want to do this now.
Okay.
What's
communicating with the house?
That's not a power. She doesn't have that. Everyone can do that.
Exceptional strength is what was written. Yeah.
Healing.
Healing cakes.
And then they special bond with the castle.
Okay.
Which isn't a power.
Sorry, I don't count that one personally.
Why is that ranked as number one?
I don't know, dude.
Why is this in an order?
I don't know.
Why is shapeshifting last and talking to the house best?
This is Collider being the most useful powers ranked. Talking to your house is like more important than like shapeshifting.
That's crazy.
Disagree.
I wouldn't want to live in a magic house.
If I was, what's my fucking house gonna say? Hey, saw you take a shit?
Yeah.
Stop looking at me while he shit, house.
No, dude, I'm a house.
Dude, you're shitting in part of me.
What will the house be like, "Hey, great shit in my mouth you did today."
The toilet's your mouth?
Yeah, dude. The couch is my eyes. What?
What's your front door? Eyebrows.
What the fuck?
Every top is my dick. You rinse with my piss.
Every sink is my lips.
Yeah.
piss into your own mouth every time I turn on the
no,
tap?
My no, my lips are the sink. Just because
the toilet's my mouth. I piss over my own lips, and then you shit in my mouth. Can you rearrange that?
Nah, dude.
Magic house rules.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Nothing I can do about it. Yeah. That's a fucked up life, but I've come to love it.
Yeah. I think I live in a fucked up house. I could have gotten a normal one, but I didn't.
I'm glad this is ranked number one power. Yeah. I'm having the best time.
Yeah.
So do you think the house is pissed off? The reason everything goes wrong in Encanto is because they're not going to war?
I think so. Like, they're not using their powers together to maybe take the fight to whoever it was that killed, say, you know, the grandfather.
That's so funny, then.
Which lends credance to that, either the house is the grandpappy or the candle being the grandfather. Mm. You guys, you're not having you're not forming this community to have a militia to rise
fight
up.
Fight back.
So what are you doing? Come on now.
We'll say, if you buy into your theory, though, the powers they have are more defensive than offensive. So I think it's to prevent what happened from happening again rather than taking the fight to someone. Apart from the strength.
Talking to animals. That kid knows a jaguar.
Yeah.
How is that out of every fucking power to just pick on a whim to be like, this is an offensive power?
Well, I think that both offensive...
What else is it? Fucking spying.
If both of these are offensive as well as...
Shut up for a second. Yeah, what are you saying? How is talking to animals a strictly offensive power?
Okay, the bad guys are coming. I know a fucking jaguar. I say, hey, jaguar, fuck their fucking shit up, cunt. Jaguar goes into the camp. Mm.
Bang!
Okay.
Oh yeah, good luck shooting a jaguar.
Animal that's famous for being fucking shot and hunted. Yeah. Hard to kill.
When you hunt it. If you don't expect a jaguar or several.
Eight jaguars coming to camp.
I would say it is, if you're using it in wartime, sure. Send a jaguar in. That jaguar's getting a bullet in the head. But you might spook them.
I would say all these
powers. You hear shit through it. Yeah. I guess it's the same as hearing long distance.
Yeah. All these powers, granted, they're not like a direct frontal assault. These are all powers for an offensive and defensive uprising.
I think if you had offensive powers,
guerrilla kind of.
Someone's powers would be, I have gun arms.
Well, yeah, which is what we could do. You know, family. We could be in the house getting gun arms. Because you could,
opened the door and I got guns for arms.
So with shapeshifting, again, great to gather intel.
Yeah, yeah.
Great to pretend to, like, you know, get in behind enemy lines. It's really good for spying.
Oh, you don't want the kid to help somebody with a dead husband, but you send them to fucking war.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Child soldiers are fine.
Yeah.
Jackson's seance scam.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Not okay.
It's wartime. We got to do some things that are uncomfortable. We're sending a 15-year-old boy to be a general or whatever.
I suppose the little kid, the kid with the jaguar, is like five. So fair enough.
Yeah. So the mood controls the weather. Mm. And again, I don't know if it is mood controls the weather or it's just that they, like, say, an X-Man who hasn't gone to get Professor X training is like, my powers are out of whack. And maybe with enough training.
To lend credence to that, Flower Girl does realize she can make cactus. So
their powers can
develop and change.
So if they're more about controlling the weather, again, a frontal assault from the enemy, you making it rain, you're making just the mud and everything like that, they're fucked. And then you have a higher position.
I'm making it too hot so they get sweaty.
Nice. That's also a good way to
No one wants to be sweaty.
Yeah, they're like,
war.
Actually, we retreat. It's too sweaty.
Too hot.
Yeah,
today's too hot.
Same thing about the whole, like, you know, you can hear in the
hearing
plans.
Long distance. Yeah, that one's easy.
Now, seeing
the future. These are all defensive.
But you can use them as an
you can do either.
Way.
Yeah, so but like, I think that they're
like paying attention.
They're built
listening
in to protect the family, not for the family to go to war.
Well, yeah, because again, they were the ones being attacked and persecuted.
Yeah.
So it's kind of stemming from that. They are starting from they are the underdog.
Yeah.
So you don't start with the aggressive, like, you know, thing. If you're the underdog, you got to be defensive.
You
got to
build. Yeah,
go.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Aggressive.
Well, in that
also,
case,
it's worth pointing out that this list has seeing the future as number six useful list.
That's like crazy. So useful because you're like, we're going to lose this. Yeah. We're going to lose this skirmish. Okay, so we have to either because they can't really change,
mitigate or whatever.
They can't really change the the future. So again, it's kind of like, okay, we're going to lose that fight. So let's just have, we're not going to send as many troops. We're not going to send anything like that.
And it's funny because they're like, Bruno's prophecies, it's like, it's coming true.
Yeah.
We can't avoid this. But they're like, let's just, some people are going to die. That's life. But let's mitigate the straws, see who's going to cop it.
Like, okay, well, we know we're going to lose that. So let's just, like, I don't know, put up some mannequins or make some vine people so the enemy think it's people true. There. I don't know. I'm not the general right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we have, what is it, talking to animals? Like, again, hey, jaguar, fuck those guys.
Send a jaguar in. Send an elephant in. Send a hippopotamus in.
Yeah. All the birds.
Stop sending big animals that are easy to shoot.
Rats.
Rats actually makes more sense. So does birds.
Yeah. Rats eat all their food.
Yeah, let's send an elephant in. What's happened to elephants with their population? I'm just trying to think.
If you're hunting an elephant, maybe if you're on safari.
Yeah.
Why is growing flowers four and seeing the future six? Well, Collider, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. But growing flowers is really good for, because it's not really just growing flowers. It's growing kind of control.
She make it a
plant.
Cactus.
Yeah, she may get a cactus.
She could probably make wheat.
Yeah, exactly. So she could feed the troops.
Yeah.
And then also if she can do, like, you know, create things, can she then maybe kill their crops?
Oh, yeah.
Or could she use them as an offensive ability to be like, well, we're going to maybe grow a lot of weeds where they're growing their food.
Strangle soldiers with thorny vines she could do.
Exactly.
Poison ivy.
Like in Annihilation, where people just get turned into. Like sort of.
Make
what,
a bear that speaks
creatures?
Human.
Oh, yeah. Make Annihilation. A bear that speaks human. You
grow mushrooms that make
combined,
people sick.
They could make a bear that spoke.
That's true. Are you happy about this, by the way?
Yeah. See how much easier that is? Well, not easier necessarily.
See how silent that is? No one listening will know that you're pouring anything.
I was actually looking the other way and didn't notice you were pouring anything. And then when you said, look out, is this making you happy? I turned and it took me a second to even register what you were talking about. That's how pour was.
Yeah. So see, it can be
you're
done,
welcome.
Jackson.
Did it feel good for you?
No.
Because you wanted to, like, slurp
noise.
Is it because it reminds you of drinking?
That's just a satisfying noise.
You are a nightmare of a man sometimes. Is
that good
for you?
Yeah, it's a lovely noise.
It sounds like I'm taking a piss.
A fizzy piss?
Well, now it sounds fizzy, but the pour doesn't.
Sometimes piss is frothy, so. Go on.
And then we have exceptional strength and healing, which is pretty self-explanatory for how they're very useful in both offensive and...
strong and healing, sure.
Yeah.
The other powers being above seeing the future, crazy.
Know, crazy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, number one, talking to your house.
I wouldn't trust my magical fucking house.
Talking to your house.
It's also not a power in the movie.
Talking to your house has to, or interacting with it, or special bond, as they've put it. Yes, a special bond with the casita. That has to be the worst.
Yes,
power,
absolutely.
Right?
Does she even get a room at the end?
No. That's she the stays, point.
I thought it's so fucked up. She has to live in the nursery like a baby.
Yeah.
Until because she doesn't get her own room.
Mm-hmm.
I would move out.
Well, it seems like what the movie's suggesting is going to happen, and then they sing another song where everything's
all
everything's
kind of okay. Like, you relied on your powers for so long to help this community, but really, ultimately, like everything, you should come together as regular people. And never mind, here's your powers.
Yeah, your powers come back. Enjoy. Well done. You're welcome.
Your powers come back.
Did the candle relight? I don't think so.
Why didn't you take Bruno's room?
Well, it was awful. It was like a big sandy cavern.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's this kind of thing. This is like generational...
Why did he make his room all fucked up?
I don't know.
Idiot. I would have made it nice.
I don't think you get to pick the house. Yeah, the house picks.
And this is where it comes from. Like, the house wants you to go to war.
Yeah.
The house is like, we were built out of trauma that was built during wartime. So hurry the fuck up. And because it's a house. It got shot by a guy. And they're like, we got to fight them. And then, like, they don't know. They're just a house.
But why would a house making a terrible room for someone be good for war? That would be bad for war. Because you're putting a soldier at a disadvantage.
I guess if somebody wanted to come and get your guy who can see the future, they get sweaty going up the stairs.
Yeah, but like, your guy has to go up the stairs.
I keep thinking that,
I'd have every room would be a gym, basically, if I was making
like
an army
Like every room
house.
Is the danger room.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'd make guns out of my house powers. I can make anything, so why not?
I'd have a cannon for a hat if I'm the house.
I thought it was funny that the kid gets, the animal kid, he gets like a jungle room.
Yeah.
Flower girl gets a flower room.
Bruno should get a future room, but instead he gets a desert
but
fucked
like,
up
what's,
room.
But like, what's can he a wild girl's room look like? And
I
like when
quiet,
I went,
right? It has to be like quiet,
quiet or big.
And like also when Animal Kid gets his powers, it's like, whoa, all the animals are coming. It's so magical. When Strong Girl got her powers, did she?
did like a rock come to lift up? Like, or like, was
just
it like,
oh my God, my room, it's at a gym.
It's a That's gym, okay. Gym. Am
I
cool.
going to do weights? I thought I was just strong. Do I have to I got to maintain this?
And like a cooking lady, the mom, she would have got no powers that it would look like nothing until the next time she cooked.
Or it's just like, oh, here's your room. Yeah. Oh, hey, we have a kitchen now. Oh, I have to live in the kitchen?
Yeah, you got to cook for the family.
It's fine to live in the kitchen if there's a bed in the kitchen. I mean, traditionally, if you've got a bedroom and you've got a kitchen, you don't want to live in the kitchen. But if your bedroom gets turned into...
I don't want a motherfucking bitchin'. come on, man.
You got to get a bitchin'. Bitchin's are good.
We lived in bitchin's for most of human history, dude.
I don't want to live
you
in a
You had the
bitchin'.
Fire in the middle of the house.
Yeah.
You slept on the floor and you loved it.
Yeah. You're like, God bless my bitchin'.
I live with the pigs and my wife. We haven't figured out different room for the animals yet, or chimneys, so the house is full of smoke.
We got fucking black lung or whatever it's called.
I wake up every morning, I say, thank God I'm alive.
Sure, we figured
Touch
out,
and go.
We figured out chimneys pretty quick, right?
Not as quick as you'd like. Because the problem is, here's the trouble of a chimney, right? When you're designing a house and you've never had a chimney before.
Yeah.
You don't want a hole in the roof.
That's true.
That's where the rain and snow comes
from. It's cold.
But you do need to get the smoke out.
So you want to have like a flue, or you want to have something that's slanted so the rain doesn't get in.
But that takes a while to figure out.
Yeah. You're just like, we've got this hole in the roof. What do we do?
It's making me cold.
I'm dying. What do we do? Open it up. But now I'm chilly and cold and wet.
How do I figure this out?
The rain keeps coming into my fire hole and wetting my fire, and the fire goes out.
I don't understand. Yeah. We have two options. Cover the hole, open the hole. That's
how do you win? Plus, there's so many eras of human history where we had chimneys and then we, you know.
Forgot about them.
Well, yeah, like the Romans were like, here's chimneys. And the Romans left and everyone was like, fuck chimneys. I miss living in a bog.
Was there ever any situation where they're like, we figured out chimneys. And then your enemies or like a neighbor that hates you just comes up and blocks your chimney.
Probably.
And you're like, oh, we got to get this chimney. Hell is chimney now.
It's taken a long time for humans to realize that smoke is bad for your lungs.
That's true.
So maybe they were like, chimneys, like filling the house with smoke actually makes us warm off.
Yeah.
Speaking of smoke, is this a true thing or is it something that I read and is a lie? But
cigarettes are good for you? That's true.
I think so.
I figured. So the phrase to blow smoke up one's ass came from when people were drowning or they fished them out of like, say, the Thames or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they got like one of them little blowy things for the fire.
Oh, like a bellows.
Bellows. And they shoved it up your ass and blew smoke in there as a way to try and revive you.
Maybe. I have heard that too, but I don't know if it's true.
Is that just
I hope it's true.
If I was in QI with the big blaring sounds come out, be like, dunce, this fucking idiot.
This guy thinking he knows shit.
I don't know anything.
Please don't hurt me.
I have room temperature IQ.
It was used to resuscitate victims of near drowning, and it was also used to ease the symptoms of a hernia. And a tobacco smoke enema.
That's awesome. Do you think it would feel kind of good?
I reckon.
Or at the very least, it would be funny seeing the smoke come back out.
This guy's ass is on fire. I wouldn't get hogged.
Medicine at first was like tobacco fucking rules.
Yeah,
as a tool against both cold and drowsiness.
Okay,
hey, you cold? Hey. Smoke a cigarette. Hey, you sleepy? Smoke a cigarette.
What era was that in? And when is Encanto set era wise? Because could the house be like, welcome to the open the door and guess what? Smoke them if you got them.
I'm making house cigarettes for the
you
family.
You call yourself Lucky Strike.
Then, so it was 1776.
Yeah,
okay. Well, maybe not 77.
Yeah, I think it's a little
bit
off.
They were like, wait, if tobacco fucking rules for being cold and being drowsy, what if we put it in someone's asshole to treat gut pain, resuscitate victims of near drowning, and
there
then if we make liquid tobacco enemas, it'll ease the symptoms of a hernia.
Whoa.
What's the leap?
Yeah.
From like, it keeps us warm. Well, if you're drowning, you need smoke in your asshole.
Yeah. How do you make the jump there?
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
The enema device has they still have to smoke the pipe.
Oh, dude.
So, yeah.
Like a human bong.
Yeah, right. Yeah, look. So that line there, F to G, that's the pipe. So yeah, you're literally, someone smokes a pipe into...
And then they blow in like a tube or something.
It's a pig's bladder.
Yeah.
So you blow into the pig's bladder.
Yeah.
And then you bellows the smoke into an asshole.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How long did they do that for and did it work?
I reckon too long and no.
Yeah.
They stopped in the early 19th century when they discovered that the principal active agent in tobacco smoke, nicotine, is poisonous.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We've been poisoning asses across this great country.
Drowned victims. We cooked it.
That's awesome, dude. I loved it. I love learning that. It worked a bit. That's what I'm guessing. By that noise.
So 1811 is when they realized, because that was the first time
that's late.
that was the first time that someone was like, hey, I've done tests and nicotine, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Okay. But certain beliefs regarding the effectiveness of tobacco smoke to protect against disease persisted well into the 20th century.
Yeah. Great to hear.
Good stuff.
Great to hear. Okay. All right. So I guess all that aside.
Yeah.
The reason they used it for
hernias.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
The first time they did a tobacco enema.
Yeah.
Was they hung someone accidentally. Like, they
all right, we're going to hang this person. Pull the cord, someone else drops it.
Whoa, whoops. Somebody get the tobacco.
So.
What?
So it was an appropriate treatment for apparent death.
Yeah, okay.
Because of the warmth and stimulation. Anne Green, a woman sentenced to death and to be hanged for the supposed murder of her stillborn child.
Yeah.
The doctors then went back to the stillborn child and were like, oh, shit, this baby's still alive.
That was a quick turnaround.
Whoa.
They hanged the lady.
Uh-huh. Well, they quick.
Yeah, they're on it.
It just seems to be
hang on. Or maybe...
You killed your own child.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, sorry. Look, the baby stuff still sad. So yeah. I think what happened is they were like, you killed your child. And then they were like, oh, wait, no, fuck. This was a stillborn. We've just hanged someone.
Oh, I see.
For the murder of something that wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they smoked the lady.
And they smoked the lady and she came back to life. And then they pardoned her. I'm so sorry we hanged you.
How long between the hanging and the smoking?
Yeah. What's the turnaround there?
Because it's just kind of like they hang her. Oh, shit, she wore whoopsie daisies.
Unhang her, smoke her.
If that's like not instantaneous, what happened?
How did that work?
Well, we buried her.
Had the funeral, buried her in the backyard. Oh, fuck, dig her up. That's crazy.
That can't be true.
That's fucked up.
Well, maybe it was. What do I do? I'm not a medical doctor.
I don't know enough about, smoking cigarettes or whatever.
Yeah. Heard they're good for my T's.
Yeah. They can't.
She was hanging for half an hour.
guys. No help.
Somebody better start lighting cigarettes or I am toast. Hanging for half an hour.
I guess they didn't have the drop.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, the whole thing, helping with the drop and that kind of stuff. I guess they just didn't have that. So she's just there, just
dangling.
Strong neck.
Strong neck woman. Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hanging would be a bad... If you could pick a method of execution, what would you pick, do you think?
Three shots to the back of the head.
Yes! Gangland style.
So...
Was the three shots to ensure that you're really gone? Yeah, that's fair.
Anne Green had a truly fucked up life.
Yeah.
She didn't get pardoned because it was a stillborn.
Yeah.
She got pardoned because she didn't die from that hanging. So they were like, God saved her. She must be innocent.
That's sort of like trial by combat, but you're firsting the noose.
Yeah.
Okay. So they hang her. She gets hanged.
30 minutes later.
Yeah.
Cut to
half an hour.
They try, friends try to pull her down after she's been hanged.
Yeah.
A soldier then hits her four or five times with the butt of his musket to make sure she's dead. After half an hour, she was believed to be dead.
Yeah.
So University of Oxford physicians take her for dissection. They open up her coffin the following day and discover that she has a very faint pulse and is weakly breathing. And then they...
What the fuck?
They pour hot cordial down her throat.
Hot cordial?
They rub her limbs. They do some bloodletting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that helps.
She probably has too much blood.
Yeah, I would get that. And that's one thing that I understand.
That makes sense to me, yeah.
They put warm towels on her breasts and administer a
cold
tobacco
smoke. I understand it. Cold
then administer a tobacco smoke enema.
Dude, tell you what, taking all the blood out of this lady's made her tits freeze and gold.
And then they placed her in a warm bed with another woman who rubbed her and kept her warm. And then she began to recover quickly. She started talking again after 12 to 14 hours of treatment and ate solid food 4 days later.
Medical science.
Within four.
Used to be so cool. Guys, I feel a little bit on my little tum-tum's a bit sore. Yeah. I went to the doctor, so he put me to bed. A lady just came in and started cuddling me, and now I'm feeling pretty good.
And then, she fully recovered within a month. She just had amnesia around her execution.
Yeah.
She couldn't really remember being killed.
Somebody warmed this lady's titties up and get her 50 cc's of hot babe stat. That's awesome, dude. Medical science used to fucking rock.
Yeah, no, now it's like, this is radiation. We're going to inject it into you. You're going to feel sick.
Yeah, you're going to feel like absolute shit.
Terrible. Oh, you're going to lose your hair.
Or you go in and you're like, oh, I feel unwell. And the doctor's like, pay attention to it. Come back in a week.
Yeah.
You're like, just...
And then I never make that follow-up appointment.
Of course not.
They're like, hey, do this x-ray. And I'm like, I will do that x-ray, doctor. And then that slip sits in the bottom of my jaw for 4 years.
Absolutely.
And the pain hasn't gone
away. No! But you're not dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Whereas if I had some warm towels on my titties, maybe I would have fixed me.
And some cigarette smoke in your asshole.
Once again, I would be so fixed.
Imagine, that's so funny, the escalation of that. They're like, would you like some, we'll give you some warm cordial. You're like, thank you. They're like, how are your titties?
A bit cold, actually.
Okay, hot towels on the titties.
Do you need a cuddle? Are you lonely?
We're also going to take some blood.
Okay, you probably have too much blood and not enough another woman. Right? Okay. Just let her cuddle you.
Okay,
we're
going to
blow smoke
up
your asshole. And you'll be right as rain.
Oh, okay.
It's also so funny because the way that the enema would work is they would put it in the person's asshole and then they would have to crouch down and smoke
it's
into...
It's so funny to be like, we're going to give you a medical enema. And you're like, okay. And they like lay you on your side, stick the tube in, and you're like, nothing's going in. And then you just hear the... You just having a smoke in a pipe before you give me the enema? No.
This is medical. I'm about to blow smoke up your ass.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Medical,
in this era, that means it's a good thing.
Yeah, you want that.
Yeah,
that's funny then, that because to blow smoke up someone's ass is to, like, kind of...
Gas them up.
But isn't it like you're gassing them up?
Yeah, it's a negative. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you don't need it's kind of like boot licking to blow smoke up someone's ass, right?
Yeah, well, I guess it is... I mean, it is bad to blow... to give someone a tobacco smoke enema.
Yes. Yeah, but it used to be for drowning.
It used to be a good thing.
It that's saved like, a lady
stop
from
resuscitating
hanging.
That guy, dude.
Well, it's like Nimrod, right?
Yes.
Nimrod was meant to be like, you know, again, a very good hunter. But yeah. Then Bugs Bunny starts mocking Elmer Fudd sarcastically to call him Nimrod.
Yeah.
And now we're
now
like,
means a dumb guy.
Yeah, now it means a big old idiot.
I guess it must have been that at some point people started making fun of it because they were like, that was dumb that
yeah,
we did that.
We smoked into someone's asshole.
Shoved the pipe up some. We literally shoved smoke up someone's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking it would be good.
I wonder if, like, maybe there was some kind of, like mm-hmm. to refer to kissing someone's ass. Is yeah. Like, no, stop kissing their ass. Maybe blowing smoke up someone's ass was bad for the person blowing the smoke because it was 1650
yeah.
and assholes were probably traditionally quite
plus
filthy.
Plus, if you're blowing the smoke and a fart comes back.
You're sucking up the smoke.
Oh, God. I just smoked a fart.
I just smoked tobacco fart.
A smoky
this.
Fart is like, that's a smell that like we will never experience.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Smells lost to time.
Yeah. That is a smell lost to time.
Tell
that's
you what. Anyway, so this magic house.
Fuck this magic house.
Would you? Okay. Well, okay. Would you trust it? You live in the house.
Yeah. We live in the house.
You got a talent. You okay. got a door.
So I guess this has to be before Mirabelle does all this kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We are the next in line.
Exactly.
Kid before us, he gets talking to animals.
We touch the candles. Yeah.
And we get some sweet powers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can like Alex Mack. I can become like wet yeah. goo.
The okay. Secret Life of Alex Mack. Yeah. You become goo, but it's not water. It's like
it's almost like mercury.
Okay,
and it is poisonous.
All right. I can turn into a chicken and lay an egg that can either two eggs, one that heals you, and one that hurts you.
Okay,
my hands are knives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not like Edward Scissorhands, just two big knives.
Yeah. Do they have like a handle guard? Or does it just go from wrist into knife?
It's got a handle guard.
Okay.
Kind of like imagine, I guess, the reverse of like when you're wearing a long sleeve shirt, how where your wrist comes out of the shirt.
Yeah,
except
yeah.
it would be the opposite, where I would have no sleeves and then
just flesh,
flesh
knives.
To
and
knife.
Then the knife. Okay. But with like a wrist thing, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So we live
I
in
miss
the
having hands.
yeah.
That makes
fair
sense,
enough.
Dude. Yeah.
I don't know what we could put you to work doing, really.
Some chopping.
I guess you get good
chopping,
at using the knives.
And
yeah.
I guess you'd be like, oh, he's got knives. That means he's good at chopping down trees. We would lie to
yeah,
ourselves.
That's
I
true.
Would say, no, these knives are for human flesh.
Okay.
Also, maybe for butchering.
Execution.
Oh, I could kill a pig. I could kill a pig. I could kill a pig. I could behead a chick.
Don't want Zama to get mixed up with the other chickens. Are you permanently a chicken?
I could turn into a chicken.
Okay,
but, all right. Funny, like, how, what if I have chicken features?
Okay, you're like a chicken man.
Like a chicken man that can lay an egg.
Okay.
And depending what I'm feeling like at the time.
Oh, it's just mood-based.
Or maybe the mood-based. Again, you know, it seems that like a lot of them have, they can't control that power.
Yeah.
So it's maybe like depending what I eat, I can either do like a regular egg.
Yeah.
An egg that's like, oh, extra goodness. So
okay,
like
a healing
like
egg,
a,
yeah.
Not a healing, like because we would have got a healing with food.
Like a nutritional egg?
Or
like an egg that
like,
soups you up, gives
yeah,
you, gives
like,
you the juice.
With Mario,
gives you the juice.
Yeah, Mario sucking down a mushroom gets bigger and stronger.
Oh, okay.
So it's an egg that makes you juiced.
Yeah.
Like a juiced egg.
Okay,
juiced
nice,
or
nice.
An egg that will kill you.
Okay. An egg. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can I tell the difference between these eggs? Or am I in the kitchen like, fuck.
One of these is a juiced egg.
Sweat I hope this is a regular egg.
I'll just put both in.
I'll make a cake with all of them.
But surely the juiced egg will even
it'll counteract the evil egg.
I reckon it'll be to do with the shell.
Okay.
So like the egg that will kill you, maybe it's
crossbones.
Oh, yeah.
Skull and crossbones on the egg.
Yeah, skull and crossbones. Then like
the juiced one's got a bicep.
Bicep or big thumb up.
Yeah,
you know?
Nice.
And then an egg's an egg.
Regular egg, you don't have to fear.
I feel like
maybe the regular egg can just say egg.
Yeah,
it's got egg written on it. Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's just like size of if I could lay an egg as a man.
Yeah.
How big would that egg be if you could lay an egg?
Like an emu egg?
Emu egg. Good
reckon,
luck, brother.
I reckon it's probably...
Do you get a cloaca out of this?
Of course I get a cloaca. And I imagine I get broody.
Okay, yeah. Your bedroom is just one big nest.
Yeah.
A lot of hay everywhere.
Your bedroom is...
Start kicking things
torn
up.
Apart.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get like sweet little backwards knees.
Oh, yeah. You're really transforming into a man-sized chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You become one of those horrible chickens from that video that gets shared around of like, it's like normal chicken, and that Brahmin horrible chicken. That monster chicken coming out of the house.
Yeah, I was thinking like combination of like like a little Brahmin chicken and like, Beak from the X-Men.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I really like your room. It's just you it's with like your room. Pillows exploded, your blanket, like you're just sitting there so upset.
I wish it also gave me gloves.
Yeah.
You could have knitted you some, just like there.
I cut through some.
Yeah. Leather sheaths for your hands.
Yeah. You need someone to help wipe.
Yeah.
You're going to
slice
your asshole open. Fair enough, dude.
That's I hate this house. But yeah, like even
don't get a jacket.
But even without our fucking powers, the house, like if you just live in the village, I'd be so scared. Because, oh, okay. The house has created someone that can hear all of my secrets.
Yeah.
The house has made. I would feel like that they, at some point, I was like, there's going to be a rebellion against us.
Probably. Yeah, okay.
Because you've got two things going on. One, if you're living in the house. Yeah, and you're like, this idea, if you believe, you know, the grandma's propaganda that we're here to help everybody.
Yeah.
And so then you'd be like, I just want a day off. You
know?
But here I am. I have to help everyone, you know, fix their own bullshit. But I just want to just, I want to be left alone.
Just hang out. Right? Yeah.
And then, you've got that having there. And then you also then have the villagers who are being like, why couldn't I have been special?
Yeah.
Why couldn't I have been born to that? And then they try and have like a whole thing about trying to marry into the family.
Yeah, absolutely. Because then
your status in that village goes up.
And I'm closer to the candle. Maybe if I touch the candle, I'll get spells or whatever. Maybe. If you have a cast fireball or whatever, you know.
Would you, so if you thought that the candle gave you powers, would you just try and touch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, as in like
what were you? What was the what?
No. Say like this mug.
Yeah. Okay.
You touch. Sure, but if nothing happens, are you gonna then try and up the ante? Or are you gonna be like, oh, okay, I touched the candle and nothing happened?
So
would you try and lick it? Would you try and like
eat it?
Take a bite.
Firstly, I would touch the candle. Nothing happened. I'd be like, I got to do my research. Then, whenever there's that ceremony to see what the kids do or whatever, I kind of pay attention.
How old are they when they get their powers? The movie says, but I can't remember.
Well, the
young one's like what?
He's like five or six, so it's pretty young.
Hmm.
But because actually, they get their powers from touching the doorknob, not the candle. Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
So we're touching the candle, being like, why isn't it working? Then we're at the next ceremony, we're like,
So we push the kid out of the way and touch the door.
Grab the doorknob. Would the house give us powers?
No.
That's rude.
Also, when things go wrong, the door disappears because that happens to Mirabella.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. It goes away.
It goes away. So she was meant to get her power. Could I wonder what that power was.
Yeah, the house didn't want to give her a power.
Could you? While like the ceremony's happening,
gun hands,
rush to the front and be like, "Oh, let me help you!
Oh,
open the door, open the door for them and get there and steal their powers."
That's a good idea. Or would the house be like, "Sorry, you're not part of the family.
Oh,
you ain't getting shit."
And
then you fucked it up for the kid.
And then you're an outcast.
Yeah, the town puts you on a donkey, slaps the donkey's ass, sends you off into the wilderness,
off a cliff. We hate donkeys in this town.
They do.
Donkeys get so fucked up, dude. A donkey's tough, but it's not that tough.
Mm. No.
Yeah, I think if I was in the that community as well, if you're like, hey, this is nice that I say, you know, I'm a farmer or whatever.
Yeah, nice.
And I like tooling with like the ground and the soil and I get joy out of doing this.
Yeah.
And because I know I can provide food for my community, this is my sense of helping out because, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then someone comes in and they start lifting up my donkeys, plowing the fields for me and just doing everything.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be sitting there being like, well, then what do I do?
Yeah, but also like...
I'm going to start, I don't know, do I drink? What do I do now?
I'll start making fuckable puppets.
Fuckable puppets?
Yeah, I got nothing but time on my hands, so...
Why fuckable puppets? Out of everything.
You always need them.
Name one scenario where you don't. In the history of humanity, what group
if
does
I had a
not
fuckable,
need fuckable puppets?
If I had a fuckable puppet right now... That would not make my day better.
Yeah, like right.
We're not
now.
Here in the studio,
but in the comfort of
in the
your
privacy
own.
of your bedroom.
Yeah, you don't have access to pornography.
Yeah.
And the idea of jerking off it hasn't quite come across your head.
What about making love to my husband or wife or other?
Well, you can do that
away.
If you like.
They're away.
They're out.
So your plan is okay.
I'm like, hey, the family has taken over every single role. I've got nothing but time on my hands. I'm going to invent fuckable puppets
because no one's figured out jerking off yet.
Well, I know it's like a sex doll.
Yeah,
but extra.
Sex doll, but extra.
What is a fuckable puppet? Like a hand puppet?
No, that is no, just no, 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 no.
Or do you mean like a marionette?
It's like a marionette. Okay. This would be the dream scenario.
Paint me a picture.
You come to Jackson Bailey's fuckable puppet emporium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They plow my crops so you can plow my puppets.
You pick from an array of beautiful puppets.
Uh-huh.
You enter the stage.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No one's watching, but yeah, it's set up like a stage. I'm in the rafters.
Watching.
I have the T-bar of the marionette.
Okay.
You...
This service sucks.
Okay.
You pull your trousers down.
Uh-huh.
You are turgid. My puppet... walks over to you and gently lowers onto your member, and then with a delicate, dexterous movement, I make love to you through the puppet.
So no one's watching except you, and also I'm getting fucked by a literal puppet, like Pinocchio.
Yes.
You've just done fucking being John Malkovich.
That's my business.
I hope your business closes down immediately and no one comes to it.
I think if I was fucking a pussy or an asshole with this puppet, that would be really difficult. Because to get the right thrust with just my hand, I think is nigh impossible.
Someone just grabbing it and being like, you know what, I got this. Laying it down and just riding it. But, you there being like,
no, my dream!
You're doing it wrong! You're fucking wrong! You're fucking wrong!
Maybe I can have it so that the penis is on a sort of crank and I twist it at the back before they begin.
Like an old, like I guess an old timey fuck machine.
Yeah. And then I, you know, manipulate it from the rafters and the dick's just doing that.
Like kind of like the thing that George Clooney's character makes
exactly.
in Burn After Reading.
Yeah.
Where it's just like it pushes back and with,
and
like,
then just
rhythm.
By pure physics, it's making
love to you.
Why
does this feel like this is your lifelong dream?
It's an idea I just had then.
Fuck the house, fuck this town, and fuck Jackson's fuckable puppet emporium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel if we were part of the family, initially there might be this nice wing of, I don't have in the community, but then this the whole thing about, like, why is it up to me? I didn't want this responsibility, especially when I'm a surly teen, to kind of go through that, to be like, why am I having this responsibility to do this? I didn't ask for this. I don't want
it's
this.
It's so funny
this
that...
It sucks now because I don't even like animals, and I can talk to animals.
Yeah.
It's so funny that we're approaching this from two different ways, because you're like, oh, the burden of these powers. Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing myself as a villager being like, these pieces of shit think they're better than me.
And then, they're like, I didn't, in the villager, I didn't ask for help.
Yeah.
They just came in and started plowing my fields. I wanted to plow my own fields.
Absolutely.
This house make fuckable puppets. And let me tell you, no one wants that.
There is not a market for it.
Jackson smoking a pipe over here in this conversation. Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
How many you sold today?
It's lucrative. Well, I only need to sell one a day. That's enough.
Also, you're selling an experience, not a puppet.
Yeah, really. It's not about the money. It's more about love of the game.
Well, I mean, what am I doing? Everybody takes care of everything else for me.
Because,
so,
like, yeah, with that whole little tiny family, they've taken care of everything that a community can do. Like, sure, I can grow crops, but then it's like, and also it'd be like, I can grow crops. Then you've got that person over there who can, flick of their hand, make these crops incredible, and what would take me seasons, they just do like that. What's the point?
But it's funny,
and
because
I'd be mad that they can do that, and then I'd be doubly mad that they're not doing it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's so funny because in the movie, prior to everything that happens in the like with Mirabelle or whatever, they're not growing your crops.
Yeah,
you see the girl making flowers, and you're like,
I can't eat flowers.
Can you make anything else? I can't eat flowers.
Yeah,
really. The only person that's like helping nonstop is strong person.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they have a whole song about that.
Yeah,
yeah. And they seem a little unhappy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Everybody else's powers, the way they use them. Like, I don't know, how does the listening well lady help the community?
Yeah.
Doesn't.
She doesn't.
She doesn't.
How does the flower lady help the community?
Makes it pretty.
She makes her bedroom pretty. Sometimes she makes the town pretty. She puts roses around.
Like, beautification of the town.
It's nice, I guess.
She makes herself pretty because everyone wants to have sex with her. That is also a part of the
pheromones or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. She's,
I guess with now we have a guy that can talk to jaguars, our jaguar attacks have lowered.
Yeah, that's good.
That's always great. A bonus.
That's a real problem.
Maybe he can talk to chickens to be like, hey, just hold still. And then he cut off their heads.
Hey, hold still is chill, dude.
It's chill, dude.
Why is it? Why?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like the...
Hunting chickens is easy.
Hang on. How did the village... Were the chickens wild?
Why are they hunting them?
Well, you don't even need them on a farm now. You can just hunt them. They can be free range chickens, and then you don't need to catch them.
Do these chickens know about it? You got the free range chickens. He comes up to them. He says, "Hey, chickens,
hey, chickens, go in the house.
You want to come with me?" And the chickens are like, "I know what fucking happened. Dude, no, I'm not coming in the
house. Dude, you're a chicken. You don't know jack
shit.
No, bro,
we've changed.
We've changed. We actually go in there. And, you know,
there's actually like a chicken paradise
yeah,
in this.
Yeah,
house,
yeah. Dude. There's actually a fuckable chicken parrot.
a fuckable chicken parrot. What?
We know every chicken desperately wants to fuck a parrot because that's like a beautiful chicken.
Yeah, we understand that in the hierarchy of sexy chickens, parrot is number one. Yeah.
Every chicken,
it's so beautiful and colorful and fuckable.
It's a chicken's dream bird is a parrot. Yeah. So there's one in here. Yeah. You're not fucking with me, bro?
No.
You're not fucking with me?
You tell me there's a sexy parrot in there?
How would I come up with this?
Okay, dude, I think it's all good.
Yeah, everyone, you get...
Let's go!
And then holding your little knife hand out and they all walk in.
They always fall for the fuckable parrot line. Every damn time.
Every time.
Killing
every
chickens time. Has never been easier.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So I guess a lot of the ways I think I'd trust this house.
Yeah.
I think I'd be annoyed at this family. If they if they were helping, it'd be like, well, what am I doing now? And if they weren't helping, I'm like, why aren't they helping?
Why aren't they helping
I'm
me?
I'm unsatisfied. Yeah, I'm stroppy and difficult.
I would move. I would have to move.
Yeah?
Couldn't fuck live this there? Town. No, fuck this town.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, I also wouldn't be able to live in, for example, Canberra.
Yeah.
If the Prime Minister lived next door to me.
Yeah,
because you're fucking up my shit.
Yeah.
And if you're helping too much, I hate that. Get out of my house, Prime Minister.
It's bad to be so intimately aware of the seat of power, I think, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
Keep it abstract. Yeah.
Plus, again, the small town politics would be crazy.
Yes. Oh, God.
Plus, the person that can listen to everything, I'd be so paranoid.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'd be like,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who died and made them king of this village? And they're like, oh, the grandfather died.
The grandfather.
Like, okay, but then who made him?
Yeah.
But then, I voiced that. And suddenly, I got flowers growing into my asshole.
Yeah.
I don't know that at all.
No flower animal.
I think I'd also be kind of pissed off when the movie happens that I'm like, their internal family politics nearly ended the paradise I live in.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
You just can't be happy. Yeah. Fuck the house. Burn down the house.
Imagine things were going great and that they were helping. You had strong lady helping. You got the person who's growing crops actually doing that.
Yeah.
You got the weather witch being I'll help you out and water your plants, et cetera, et cetera. And then, all this internal politics, and suddenly they have no powers. I became so reliant on this.
Absolutely.
Now I got to do things with my own bare hands.
And I haven't learned.
I was
learned.
Busy fucking that puppy.
Yeah.
Everybody's a lion out the front, dude. Around the block, people have heard how good it is.
I'm the only one not there being like, what is wrong with
you?
What
is wrong with you?
I hate this town.
Don't knock until you try it. That's all I'm saying, dude.
I'm sneaking in and I'm cutting the strings.
No!
Dude, that's fucked up. We will exile you. You're getting the donkey.
You're getting the donkey treatment. You're getting the donkey treatment. Everyone's mad at you.
Jax's fuckable puppet was the backbone of this town.
It was what was holding
more than
together.
The family.
Yep. It was the glue holding this town together.
Fuck this town. I'm moving.
Yeah,
I hope this donkey takes me to a grave.
And then off the cliff you go.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Would we trust the magic house? No.
No, probably not.
It would if we did trust it, we would then be disappointed by it.
Yeah.
Mm. Fuck the house.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Never meet your heroes is the lesson.
Yeah, I think so.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Plumbing the Death Star. And Encanto, the fucked up town. Yeah. Fucked up place, don't visit.
Maybe it was.
I don't think Encanto's the name of the town.
Yeah. Plus, if tourism hasn't been booming since we got these fuckable puppets.
Hang on, what? It's not the name
Encanto's the name of the town. It means like a miracle. It's the miracle.
It's like an
Encanto. It is an Encanto.
The town's a miracle, right? What are you saying to me?
Is Maribel kind of maybe, does that mean miracle?
Miracle?
No.
That's a fucked up miracle. A miracle is your normal.
Does Encanto mean enchantment?
Maybe.
Enchantmar?
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.